Today, one novel more than any other stands up for women's rights across the world. Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. A dystopian story of state-sponsored female oppression published in 1985, and a rallying call for women everywhere ever since.
What women have learned from The Handmaid's Tale is that we must never be complacent. The Handmaid's Tale is the Me Too novel for this generation.
Though loved by both sexes, the English novel is a predominantly female form. Women writers have been more prominent in it than in any other literary genre. Women readers, too. The novel has always strongly reflected women's concerns. But for some people, this strong female attachment to the novel was a matter for suspicion.
Novels were slightly frowned upon as
being
frivolous.
And for women, I mean, you know, seen as being a sort of a low entertainment for women to indulge in while men read serious history.
In this film, we'll see how women's experiences, fears, and aspirations have shaped the novel, and how the novel has shaped women's lives and sustained them.
A great novel makes you feel wonderful about being alive. It captures your heart and your mind.
In 1719, the first ever novel in English was published, Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. There were no real female characters in it. This was a bromance. But then it occurred to another male author that the female half of the population might just be interested in reading about themselves. He was right. Pamela, published in 1740, was the work of printer Samuel Richardson. It sold like hotcakes. Women's love affair with the novel, and vice versa, was up and running.